You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
So anyways, we'll turn it over to Dex for some Vikings vent line here. Appreciate you guys. What a fun last few days here on Purple Daily. We saw that the podcast was charted 11th above Bussin' with the Boys even this morning on the Apple charts.
You get more information right now from the Purple Daily guys.
That's right, you are. So thank you guys. Declan with Vikings vent line. Judd with a mock schedule coming up in a couple days. All right. Take it away, Dex.
Inject it. All right, boys. We'll be talking at you. Appreciate you both. All right, Vikings vent line right here on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. We're going to turn the show over to you here. We got a few guests in queue. I am flying this plane solo here to a degree, so bear with me if you're trying to get in on the show as this is happening, but you can shoot me a note. It's vikingsventline@gmail.com. Appreciate everyone still hanging out. And again, if you want to come on the show, it's vikingsventline@gmail.com and hit that subscribe button for daily Vikings entertainment. We're going to have more draft coverage too with my guys Miles and Tyler on Monday from Purple Daily on draft. So as much as Judd will be mocking a schedule, we'll still have plenty of more draft takes for you right here on Purple Daily. We'll go one at a time here, I think is what I'll probably likely do here on Ventline. So we have a few guests in queue. So let's start with Nick. Nick got in here first. He's driving around. I think maybe he parked his car, thankfully. Nick, what's up, man? You're on Ventline. Oh, you're muted, Nick. You just got to unmute yourself.
Yeah,
I just noticed. There you go.
No, I'm home now. I was just coming back from the gas station. But
what'd you think, dude? What'd you think of this draft?
That's the back end. It was whatever. I actually enjoyed the kicker. I'm intrigued by Kyree Jackson. But the first round, I'm gonna be the first to say I've been on JJ from day one. I don't know what it is. I'm not a Michigan fan. I see it. I see what Harbaugh sees. And, you know, I saw him on the Rich Eisen show, and he said, you know, it's a tough pill to swallow coming in to a college and then, you know, a coach telling you, hey, you know, you got to dial it back. And, you know, he wants to open up the playbook. He wants to have, you know, 4,500 yards, 50 touchdowns. But, you know, Jim, you know, and Tom Brady are just like, dude, win the game. And so I've been on him from the start, and then I would have traded three first rounders. I know everyone was against that, but I just wanted to get our guy. And I know everyone said Drake May was the guy from the start. I didn't feel that at all. I mean, you had all the executives going to see JJ. You had Kwesi at spring practices talking to JJ. You know, this has gone back a couple of years where they've kept an eye on him. I think it's been JJ from the start. And especially with where we ended, I'm not a tanker. Part of me wishes we lost a couple of games, but JJ falling to us at 10 and then getting Will Anderson, he wasn't even on my radar. I didn't even watch highlights because I was like, there's not a chance that Will Anderson's going to be a Minnesota Viking. So Kwesi got an A for the draft just for those two picks.
Yeah, dude, Dallas Turner's going to be awesome for them. JJ McCarthy's going to be hopefully, you know, down the line really, really good for them. I mean, did you feel like too, Nick, that they were able to answer some other positional questions on day three? Is these just more like dart throws for you? Do you have any like kind of takes on what they did outside of the first round?
So the back half kind of bummed me for a couple of reasons. I feel like Taylor from Miami was graded pretty high as a defensive tackle, and he was sitting there. And I know most people don't think about wide receiver, but wide receiver three is, you know, a big concern to me, not downing Powell, but letting Brendan Rice fall to the seventh round, man, I wish Kwesi would have pulled the trigger in the sixth round for a wide receiver, and he could have gotten Taylor in the seventh. You know, I know most of those are dart throws, but, you know, I know PFF, when you do your little mock sims, Taylor was ranked at, like, you know, top 50. So to see him in the seventh round, Brendan Rice was I had a fourth round or a third round grade on him. So I wanted Kwesi to pull the trigger, but I love the kicker, Will Reichert. He looks like McLovin. And he just looks like he accidentally showed up on a football field and was too afraid to, like, say he didn't belong. And so he started making field goals, and, like, nobody asked him to leave. So, but, I mean, there's still time. There's still a lot of undrafted free agents. There's still the second wave of free agency. You know, if we mm-hmm. do Brian O'Neill restructure, there's definitely a way to bring some talent. The second half, I did have some questionable Kwesi calls, but, you know, at that point in the draft, I can see how it's just a throw it at the dartboard kind of thing.
Absolutely. Nick, appreciate you coming on, man. Awesome takes.
Yeah, appreciate you having me. Check out my music. Tell me more.
You got it, man. Appreciate you, Nick. Thank you, dude. All right, Vikings event line, roll on a little bit here on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button for daily Vikings entertainment. Let's go to our guy Bill next here from Southeast Wisconsin. He's in enemy territory, but he's got his Viking stuff. He's got his Timberwolves hat on. What's up, Bill? How you doing?
Doing well, Declan. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for coming on Ventline. What did you think of the draft here? What did you like?
I love the draft. I have a couple quick questions. Well, first off, it's hard not to focus on quarterback because I think we got a quarterback in the future. He's a winner. All I've wanted after this Kirk Cousins era is somebody that's actually won something sometime. And he looks like he's going to win in the NFL as well. But Kyree Jackson is a really interesting pick to me. He didn't seem like a prototypical person when I hadn't heard of him before the draft. I looked at him. It's like he was a real tall, big, lanky cornerback. I'm wondering, Brian Flores always seems to surprise me with who he picks, because you think you've got the guys nailed down that he's going to pick, and he goes, I don't know what he thinks he's going to do with a big cornerback, because to me that seems like a big, lanky cornerback that won't be able to necessarily blitz well, would not fit into his thing, but he apparently sees something. I wonder if you know anything about him. I know you know Thor, and Thor knows everybody. Do you have any insight on that?
Well, I think I kind of look at him, and this is just what I was observing as minor research throughout the draft when it was taking place Saturday afternoon, was I feel like he might kind of be like a Josh Metellus type, where he's just kind of like a Swiss Army guy that can do multiple positions, play multiple spots on the defense, and however Flores wants to deploy him is probably a big reason. Because, yeah, to your point, 6'4", I don't know if he'll have the speed. I don't know if he'll have the reps that he has had to, like, keep up with NFL wide receivers. And look, developing cornerbacks, I think, is probably the hardest thing in this league outside of developing at quarterback. So playing the position is very, very tough. So I think he might be, and this is, like, again, first guess, is he's just like this awesome Army, Swiss Army knife that Josh Metellus, I think, kind of was for Brian Flores this year.
Questions. Thanks, Dex. I really appreciate it. And keep doing it. Doing the twin show. You're wonderful.
You're welcome. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you coming on Ventline, dude. Awesome stuff.
This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, hit that subscribe button to the Twins Show, too, the Score North Twins Show. Now that the draft is over, we'll focus some of the attention on the Twins. Also, Flagrant Howls with the Timberwolves podcast with Mackie and Kyle Tighe. Great stuff there. We'll keep Ventline rolling on. Elijah, what's up, man? How you doing? Welcome to Ventline.
What's up, man? Thank you.
What's
Thank
this
you.
Shirt? What is this? Kirk Dirt?
Kirk Dirt, baby. Did it for the memes, because, you know, Kirk's a meme and so are the Falcons.
Yes,
so.
They are. Yes, they are. What did you love about the draft, dude?
Everything. I thought this draft, I feel so much, like, I feel euphoric after this draft. I mean, this just feeling of getting our new quarterback, new toy for Brian Flores to play with. It's really hard not to like any of the defensive players that came out of this draft, just knowing they're going to get Brian Flores as their coach. Mm-hmm. And so that's really exciting. I think just to echo on like what everyone was saying on JJ, like, dude's an absolute baller. You hear, like, everything that people were saying, like, Bill Belichick, on what he was saying about J.J. McCarthy, and there's just nothing but good things to say. He makes great decisions. I think he's going to absolutely flourish in this system with KOC as his head coach. And I'm just really excited for the future. How can you not be, man, with, like, a guy who wants to be here, who's passionate about the game of football, will actually probably work on Tuesdays, which is, you know, like, let's go, right? But yeah, man, this draft is awesome. I'm curious to know, and I think a lot of the audience is curious to know your thoughts on the new kicker coming in. Like, yeah. What do you think? What do you see?
Yeah, dude, I'm excited for him. I mean, we talked about a little bit on the Saturday episode at the start after the draft of just the guy's like a kicking prodigy. You know, a lot of these like other kicking prospects are dudes that were like converted soccer players, or they were like these kind of gadget players that just kind of moved into the position, and it's hard to develop the team of that position too and really cultivate that into the NFL. I feel like with what they were able to do here at the Alabama kid is perfect, because it's like it's a guy that's been kicking his entire life and kicking in the SEC and kicking for one of the most prestigious schools in the country in Alabama. Plus with Nick Saban, who like, God, imagine, like, that dude is a pain in the ass to work with. And if he trusts you and likes to keep you around, like, yeah, man, I think that's really good. Look, I was tongue in cheeky with the Greg Joseph stuff. I get that. That was a fun bit. But it was time to move on. And I do think that they potentially have found maybe a really good kicker here that can hopefully solve, knock on wood, a lot of the Vikings woes that they've always had at that position.
Yeah, I think you're totally, you nailed it on the head. I'm super excited for that, a new kicker to come in, you know, with a new quarterback and a new edge rusher. It feels like this team has a new energy, a new aura to it, and new leaders on all sides of the ball. And it's going to be a really fun training camp. I'm going to replace this shirt with a JJ to JJ shirt that I got on the Purple Daily shop. So
nice, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man, super excited to see this new team come to play. And that Falcons game is going to be fun this year, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a blast. Whether it's Panics or Kirk Cousins or Kurt Dirt, doesn't matter. It's
going to be a blast. Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Yeah, man.
Elijah, thanks for coming on Ventline, dude. Appreciate you, man. Keep it up.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome. All right, Vikings Ventline rolling on here. A few more guests left. Let's go to Will next year. Hey, Will. What's up, dude?
How's it going?
Welcome to Ventline. How are you, dude?
I'm great after this draft. I mean, I loved the first round, obviously, was definitely the most flashy. I loved the JJ pick. I also love Kwesi seeing this fantastic top-tier defensive end dropping, and he's just like, let's go get him. I think there's a video out online of O'Connell, like, of his reaction when they said that he was getting him, and he was like,
yeah, I know.
And so I think that's pretty spectacular. I think Kwesi's definitely learning from his first draft. Yeah, I'm loving this. A few things, just questions, like, I love me some Brandon Powell, don't get me wrong, but is he just going to be the wide receiver three? Like, are we just giving that to him? That's what I'm like, let's give him a little competition. I think that would have helped, possibly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've done things before. Like, they've brought in guys like, you know, like D.D. Westbrook they brought in a few years ago, and he was like mostly a punt returner too, but could have played some wide receiver three. I do wonder if there's like a second wave free agent, you know, that they do bring in maybe before training camp or like before OTAs, just because, yeah, to your point, like, I mean, JJ and Addison, I mean, Justin Jefferson's probably the best receiver in the league. Jordan Addison had a hell of a rookie year, but an injury or just in general, I mean, this team runs 11 personnel well, and like KJ Osborne was, you know, a perfectly fine wide receiver three, right? Like nothing and nothing less, but I mean, you remove him from the equation to your point, and now it's Brandon Powell. Like, Do you feel better about that? I don't think you feel better about Brandon Powell being wide receiver three. So, yeah, I think in addition, probably is going to be needed on that position because, yeah, I don't think you can roll in with just Brandon Powell for that.
Yeah, I do think also Kwesi's looking in all the dimensions. I think he's also looking for 2025, like you guys have been talking about. So I think maybe next draft, maybe we plug some of those holes. I also think running back, obviously that's not like a – that's right now, that's not the most urgent issue, but is Aaron Jones going to stay with us for another year? Is Ty Chandler going to step up, or is he going to pull a Madison and kind of be take crumble under the pressure of being the only running back?
It's interesting. I thought a running back would for sure be on their radar or by their on their target list. So I think that probably tells me they like Ty Chandler a lot. Like Aaron Jones is obviously going to be the starting running back, and that's a right. fact. But I think they really like Ty Chandler, and they didn't really want to maybe overcrowd that room, or just didn't. It felt like maybe there was better picks to make instead of just taking a running back because it was a position of need. So yeah, I think it. I look at that as like they believe in Ty Chandler, and they obviously. I don't think they were like gonna bail on him, but to your point, like could they have used a little extra juice in that position group? Yeah, but I think it probably means they really really like Ty Chandler.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
Yeah. Anything else that stood out to you from the draft, Will?
No, I love the kicker in the sixth round. That's it's definitely ballsy. I mean, but you guys were talking. I didn't realize he was a prodigy. Like, I'm excited to.
Yeah.
See what happens. And if we're gearing up for some big plays next, I guess, the following season, we're going to need someone to make a extra point or a field goal in the playoffs to push us over. That's for sure.
Yeah. That'll just be PTSD until that trophy is raised as much as I think Riker might be the prodigy here that this team's always needed until it happens. Yeah. We won't count those chickens before they hatch.
Exactly.
Will, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Of course. All right, let's wrap things up here with Christoph. Christoph, you're down under, right? Are you in Australia?
No, not Australia, Austria.
Austria. Okay, there's my reading that comes in very handy. Austria, though, but still a global Vikings fan here. What's going on, man? What did you think of the draft?
I liked it. I really liked it. And I can feel Chad very much on the draft night, but he was so nervous when it didn't trade up.
Yeah.
Because big three, I thought, sell the farm. But obviously, Tracy put the line and said, no, I'm not trading the farm. I'm patient. And it worked out. Worked out perfectly. And already the whole offseason, Tracy was cooking. I mean, the signings in free agency. And now nailing the draft, that's fantastic.
Yeah. What did you think? McCarthy and Dallas Turner are going to be probably studs here for a long time. What did you think about the other picks they were able to make?
Just like Will said, I'm surprised it didn't take a running back.
Yeah.
It will be a position needed in the future. Aaron Jones, I think, has got a 1-year contract, so. He will likely be gone after his revenge games against the Packers. So,
yeah,
just like the Darius Smith.
Absolutely. What do you think is a realistic timeline for JJ, Christoph? Do you think McCarthy ends up starting this year at some point? Does he sit behind Sam Darnold for the full year? What do you kind of think? How does that shake out for you?
I think he might start this year already, but I wouldn't be surprised if he just sits behind Darnold.
Yeah.
I think it very much depends on how Darnold performs and how McCarthy develops. I mean, I trust KOC totally that he will develop him and knows when the right time is to put him in.
Awesome, man.
Would be fun. McCarthy against Phoenix when they play.
Yes.
When they play Atlanta.
When they play the Falcons. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. How long have you been a Vikings fan, Christoph?
Oh, almost 40 years.
Okay.
I was an exchange student in Minneapolis in the 80s. And that's when that was the first time I heard about the Vikings. And then I really started about 5-6 years ago when I found finally some streaming service to watch the games.
Awesome.
And haven't missed many games since then. Every Sunday, even if the game's in the middle of the night, then because it's 7-hour time difference. So
yeah, that's a big one for you. Well, awesome, man. Great takes, great analysis here on the Vikings event line and on the draft picks. Enjoy yourself, and yeah, hopefully there's more nice games you can watch in your timeline and in your time frame next season. Okay.
Yes, I love the noon games.
Noon games
will have a London game, which will be in the afternoon.
Yeah.
In my time. That's
that'll help.
it depends when this will be. I might even try to see if I can go there.
Yeah, good call. Good call. You definitely should. That'd be a blast. Because
I know there are many Viking fans in Europe. That's...
Yes, there are. There are a ton of them. They keep going back there, so it must be a good sign.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, Christoph. Thank you, man. Appreciate you coming on Vikings Event Line.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, Vikings Event Line. This is Purple Daily. We'll have future episodes too of Vikings Event Line, of course, on the Purple Daily YouTube channel and the podcast feed. So hit that subscribe button for daily Vikings entertainment. You can also expect Purple Daily on Draft on Monday. Judd is probably already scribbling away and working on his first mock schedule release, and that should be coming out on Tuesday. Plus, we have Write That Down, a predictions accountability section. We get to see how accurate or how inaccurate we were on all those draft predictions. So that'll be a blast to see how wrong or right we were. So hit that subscribe button. This is Purple Daily. My name is Declan Goff. Appreciate everyone listening and watching. We'll be back on Monday.